every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got Raw to talk about. Raw was the go-home Raw, at least, for SummerSlam. And we got a full lineup for both nights of SummerSlam. We can go over today and the rest of the week. And we get some predictions as well. And also, we got to talk, well, at least a little bit, about WWE Unreal. Because I've seen about 15, 20 minutes of it. And I like it. But we do have to talk about what it is. So we'll do that on the show here today. And of course, all the rest of the news as well. We got some ratings, notes. We got AJ Styles talking about potentially doing a match for TNA. Although he notes, I'm not sure. We got the full Raw report. Of course, NXT is coming up tonight. And plenty more. As is always the case on Tuesdays, for the most part, Lance Storm is going to be joining us here today. So we can talk about a lot of different topics. If you've got questions for Lance, you're welcome to text me those, 425-780-7566. That is the number for any text messages. And we may... Hold on, last thing. I didn't say I went from bearing it to liking it. Don't put words in my mouth, brother. Don't distract me when I'm doing my plugs here. 425-780-7566, f4wonline at gmail.com. And I'm f4wonline on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So those are the way to contact us here today. And as noted, we'll get in everything after the break because we do have a lot to talk about. And of course, Dynamite as well. I got some notes. I got something to say about AEW. Something new. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states. Hey, sports fans. You love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically. So you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about. Whoa. Raw, of course, was last night, NXT tonight, WWE Unreal debuted, SummerSlam this weekend. Maybe some Hulk Hogan, although we've talked a lot about Hulk Hogan in the last several days. Although, man, I still can't get over how weird. Maybe Hunter, I actually haven't asked. I suppose I should find out if Hunter was even at the show on Monday. But, man, that opening segment was so weird because they played, like, it wasn't even like he gave a long speech on Friday that was like they thought, man, it's perfect. We can't recreate this. Hunter did a speech on the ramp on SmackDown Live on Friday, just a short speech about Hogan, and then they went to a video. And on Raw, it opened with the Raw roster on the stage. And, you know, Hunter's voice starts giving a speech, and he tripped over a word. And you could actually see, like, Dominic is one who he's like, what? He tripped over the... Because I think Dom also figured it out at the same time. Like, wait a second, I've heard this before. And I didn't pay any attention to him tripping over the word on Friday, but it happened. And then it happened again on Monday, and I was like, I'm pretty sure he tripped over the exact same word. And, you know, Dom looks over like, what's going on? And then I, like, looked around on the stage... I was like, where's Hunter? Like, I don't even see him. And so then I was baffled. And so I loaded up SmackDown, and I started playing the SmackDown speech, and then I rewound the Raw speech, and it was like, they just played a recording. They literally played the same speech, but they edited out when he said yesterday, like Hulk Hogan passed away yesterday. They just said Hulk Hogan passed away, and there's a cut, and then he, like, keeps... It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And then they move on to the music video. Like,
so they edited out the yesterday, but they didn't edit out or fix the misspoken word?
No. I guess they couldn't. I mean, it was just totally weird. They replayed his speech as if he was giving it live for a second time. So anyway, that was just a totally weird beginning for the Raw show there. But, you know, they paid tribute to him on SmackDown. They paid tribute to him on Raw. Apparently, they're going to pay tribute to him on NXT tonight. So, there you go. That's and we'll talk more about Raw here later on. But I want to mention, actually, first off, what's up with your nose, brother?
Oddly enough, if you remember Tuesday last time where I had to skip out, we had mentioned keeping an eye on potential skin spots. I was getting two spots on my nose checked out at the doctor, and, well, again, he used a name I don't know. They weren't cancerous, but he said they can become so if you leave them unattended too long. So he hit the freezing spray on two spots on my nose that have not yet quite completely healed.
All right, well, best of luck, dude. One thing after another.
Yep, this just looks silly for a while. You'll get a cranberry right on the end of your nose.
Well, I watched about the first 15 minutes of this WWE Unreal, and, you know, I liked it enough. So, you know, people getting on me. I never said I didn't like the show. Let's be very clear about what I said. I said I was flabbergasted that they were advertising this WWE Unreal, and they did a commercial last week that was just like clips of a complete and total angle involving iShow speed. And some people have said, well, you don't get it, brother. The reason they did that is they're trying to attract the young demo by airing a commercial involving iShow speed. And listen, I mean, maybe that's part of it, but here's the deal, guys. Raw is not on national cable television, okay? You have to seek it out on Netflix. And once you find it, you have to watch it of your own volition, okay? You don't accidentally stumble across Raw on Netflix when you're flipping channels. You got to go out of your way to see it, okay? The fact of the matter is, the audience they're really trying to attract is the Raw audience, the current WWE audience. The audience that watched Royal Rumble through today and would like a behind-the-scenes look at it. So yes, if that's the audience you're trying to attract, and that's what you're trying to sell, the idea that you did a commercial pushing that moment as real is completely ridiculous, okay? Now, I watched the show, and I've enjoyed it so far, and it is basically exactly what you would think in that they do pull the curtain back, and they are still, however, showing you only what they want you to see, which, of course, you know, they're going to do. But it's not like, you know, if there was a big blow up, I mean, you know, people not getting along. I don't think we're going to see any of that. But they are going to give you a behind-the-scenes look. And I'm not sure, and granted, I haven't seen the entire thing. I don't know if they're going to give you any more than they've ever given you in the past. So, I mean, for what it is, I like it. You know, they opened up with, you know, it's the first episode is the build to the Raw on Netflix show. And, you know, they got, you know, footage of Hunter in the writer's room, and, you know, everyone's talking about what are we going to do on this show, and, you know, they talked to Cody at his house, and they talked to Rhea Ripley at her house, and, you know, they're basically, they're showing you what they want you to see, and I'll have to watch the entire thing. I mean, you know, there are for example, there was a lineup for WrestleMania that appeared on the screen. And this is the apparent WrestleMania lineup as of January. And of course, you know, plans change. But the proposed WrestleMania lineup as revealed on Unreal was Cody versus John Cena, with Cody as the WWE champion, Roman Reigns versus Seth in a singles match, Gunther versus CM Punk for the heavyweight title. And apparently the idea was, you know, that was going to be the main event of one of the two nights. Rhea Ripley versus Bianca for the women's title. Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. The Wyatt Six versus the Judgment Day in a 10-man tag. Jade Cargill as WWE champion versus Nia Jax. Becky and Charlotte versus Io and Asuka for the women's tag team titles. Bad Bunny versus Dominic. Braun Breaker versus Drew McIntyre with Steve Austin as a special guest referee. AJ versus Logan Paul. Rey Mysterio with Travis Scott versus Chad Gable. An Intercontinental title ladder match with Jey Uso, Damian Priest, Sheamus, Sami Zayn, Bronson, and Ludwig Kaiser. So originally, Jey wasn't getting the world title match in the title at WrestleMania. And the U.S. title ladder match with LA Knight, Jimmy Uso, Andrade, Santos Escobar, Solo Sikoa, Carmelo Hayes, and Shinsuke Nakamura. So you can see with SummerSlam coming up this weekend, well, there's your Gunther CM Punk match that we were originally going to get. And Jade Cargill, well, she's going for the women's title at SummerSlam. And she was originally going to be the women's champion going into WrestleMania, so she would have won it prior to that. So we'll see how that plays into everything this weekend. But, you know, largely they had a plan, and, you know, for the most part it was similar. But things did change, as we've talked about a million times. Plans change, brother, for a lot of reasons. And we ended up getting what we got.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of any reality television, really, because, again, they pull the curtain back, but they show you what they want to show you. And worker's going to work, and if there is a camera on, you are never getting the, at least if they know there's a camera on, you never get the full true self.
All right, we'll talk more about this after the break. Observer Live.
I drifted in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in line the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Remember when AJ was at Slammiversary?
Yeah,
did you get to see him?
I did. Saw him. Talked to him for a little bit.
Yeah, what'd you guys talk about?
Drop kicking, actually.
What?
When I saw him, he immediately put over my drop kick, and I quickly moved it to the past tense as a good drop kick, and we commented how, as you age, it gets harder and harder to have that explosive spring that you had in your youth.
You know, Lance, before I ever met you, I'm sure I've told this story before. I don't want to tell it again because I don't like putting you over. But I went to a WWE house show, and I can't remember who you were working, but this would have been, when did you go to WWE? 90 or
2001? Yeah.
Okay, so I had been wrestling for a while, so I wasn't a complete mark. But anyway, I was watching, and I can't remember, I think it was you and Bob Holly, maybe? Who also, by the way, had a great drop kick. But you were having a match with somebody, and I was like close. I was like in second or third row. And brother, you threw this drop kick, and it was like the sweetest drop kick. And like the soles of your boots, just like I could just tell, like this guy didn't feel a thing, but it looked awesome. And that was like I don't remember anything else from the show. I don't remember who was on the show. I don't remember the main event. I don't even remember where it was. But I remember seeing that drop kick, and I was like, wow, that was awesome. And I've always remembered that, even though I don't remember anything else.
I loved me a good drop kick.
So anyway, AJ did an interview, and basically he was asked about doing another match with TNA. And he says, it was an opportunity for me to come and see the fans face-to-face, something I haven't done in a really long time. WWE said, yeah, sure, go do it. And you don't see that every day. So the opportunity just to come and visit and share some time with them, it was pretty amazing. I hope there's something special as far as a match goes, but I can't promise that. Can't promise you tomorrow and what's going to happen to me. I can tell you this, I was very excited. Even I had butterflies. So basically, it's exactly like when he was doing that promo, it was like, he's putting over Leon Slater, and the fans start chanting, one more match. And it was very clever. AJ goes, I'll talk about that in a second. Let me get back to Leon. And then he never got back to it. So I could just tell that, like,
he's no dummy.
He didn't know if he actually ever was going to have a match in TNA, so he didn't even want to address it. So I guess, what I thought was true. He doesn't know.
And as Vinny pointed out when you guys reviewed the show, the excitement and jubilation from Leon Slater when AJ's music hit.
He's dancing.
They legit, because I talked to Leon at the tapings this past weekend, and he legit wasn't told. They kayfabed him on purpose.
Oh, I can believe that.
100%. Someone did accidentally mention something about AJ that had him suspicious, but he didn't know for a fact. And when that music hit, he's a 20-year-old kid that grew up on AJ Styles, and he was really happy.
You say that, but like he's 20 years old. Let me think about this. AJ went to WWE in like what, 2016 or 2018, right? He would have only been like 10. There's no way he grew up on that music, but he was like dancing to that music. Yeah, this kid was 10.
He knew that music.
This kid was 10 when he went to WWE. I mean, it was pretty cool and all, but like, it was kind of fun to hear AJ's old music, but like, I am not nostalgic like a lot of people. I was like, all right, that's cool. It wasn't like I was dancing.
I still pop for
Obsession. And Vinny hates it. For which one? Oh, from Obsession. Saturday night's main event?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it works for that show. Pop. It works for the show. Sometimes things work in their context. You know what I mean? Like if I were watching an old Saturday night's main event or a new Saturday night's main event came on and they played that song, it'd be like, yeah. I do remember those days. That's pretty cool. But like if I were just driving down the road and it came on the radio in my car, I'd be like,
No, not me. If it hits in the car, boy, I turn it up and I pop.
Wow. What a weirdo. All right. Couple of ratings notes. So, hey, listen. People never believe it when I do this, but I got no problem with it. I was wrong. I thought Collision was going to die an absolute death because it was like a good... Like, it was a really good wrestling show, but, like, there was no star power on this show. And as it turned out, it's not like this was a great number, don't get me wrong. But they did a .08, which is one of the better numbers of the last... It's the best rating this month, actually. Well, since July 5th. And the audience, 327, was the second best audience since June 22nd. So, again, let me get this clear. This wasn't a good number, but it didn't die, so you know they've got their sickos, and they tuned in to just watch a night of good wrestling and no stars. And you know what's actually amazing about it is it did this number with like YouTube TV not recording it for anybody who had it on DVR for YouTube TV, and YouTube TV is the biggest streaming service. Because, you know, I had to start watching this show late, and I had to get it watched quick, and so I decided to watch it on YouTube TV because it's easier to fast forward than Max, even though I prefer and normally watch on Max. But I couldn't find it; it wasn't there, and they didn't have it up until like Monday morning. The YouTube TV Twitter of all people contacted me to say to check my library, so they know. But anyway, yeah, this did a fine number, and we got to talk, Lance. This actually ties into Collision and AEW, because you know we were talking with Tom the other day about, you know, what does an agent do? Like, what do you do? Do you all meet together? Do you all talk together? You know, this and that. And before you get going, I want to mention this because many months ago, I think it was February, you know, I'd been hearing from people in AEW, and there was frustration, and just like one person after another was like, we need production meetings. We need production meetings. We don't have production meetings. And so, you know, I started talking about how they don't have production meetings, and, you know, Tony disputed that. He said, we do have production meetings. And so it kind of became a thing. And as it turns out, what happened was Tony's idea of a production meeting and everyone's idea of a production meeting were different in the sense that, you know, most of the people that wanted a production meeting, they wanted, hey, get everybody in a room together and like, let's go over the show together. And then that's your production meeting. And, you know, Tony's production meeting was, well, I go and I meet with these guys, and then I go meet with these guys, and then I go meet with these guys, and then I talk to this agent. And, like, he just did these meetings throughout the day, and that was what he considered production meetings, and other people were like, that's not a production meeting. So the point of this is, of late, he actually is now doing production meetings.
Good.
Yes. So he still does the deal where he meets with everybody individually, but he has started, before the show begins, calling together. It's not everybody. It's like a small core group, but like he'll get the announcers in there, he'll get the agents in there, he'll get some of his executives in there, and in a room together, they will go over the show. So, you know, I think there are some people that still would be like, there should be more people involved or whatever, but the point is, he is now actually getting the top people in a room together to go over the show before it begins. So So there you go. And, you know, this did start several months ago. I don't know if this is the reason that for the most part the shows have felt better over the course of the last, you know, 6 months or so, but it definitely has happened. So that's a plus. So Lance, you wanted to talk about this.
Well, just quickly from that, the real advantage to the production meeting with everybody, and this happens quite a bit because we have them in TNA, but you'll be running down the show. And again, Ace Steel may have the match, but I'll hear them say, it's like, yeah, come up with some kind of finish, so-and-so over dirty. And then 3 minutes later, they'll be to a match I'm in, and they're like, yeah, you know, use Lish and do something and go over dirty. So once you hear that a couple times in a meeting, I'll text Ace and just say, it's like, hey, we both got dirty finishes. Let's make sure they're nothing alike. So at some point in the day later, we'll double check each other so stuff doesn't get repeated. But if we weren't in a meeting together, I wouldn't know he's got a similar type finish, and we might not check with each other. Now, as far as the job, I just explained this to someone else, and he found it really interesting. Like, to me, there's two parts to the job. There's the agent, and there's the producer. Like, we're both. But the agent will go and get with the talent and help put it together. Now, depending on who it is, the help could be 1% or it could be 99%. Like, we got Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers against the Hardys. I don't need to help. You know, I'll just tell them whether it's someone over dirty or whether, yeah, Jeff with a swanton, you got three segments and this much time, and they're just going to put it together. And I will get with them and then get the notes. And that's the producer job. Because I'll realize it's like, okay, they've got a trip spot here. What's before that? So I got to make sure I let our director know that so-and-so is going to be a trip. He's going to be on the left side. So I can let him know that kind of stuff ahead of time so he can talk to his cameraman. I can expand further when we get back from the break. Wrestling
All right.
Observer Live.
Very good.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Lance.
Yes, sir.
Please.
Again, to the producer end, it's looking at what shots need to be happening and how to communicate that. Sometimes it's getting together with the director in the afternoon. Sometimes it's straight up telling talent, we can't shoot it the way you want to do it. You've got to change it. And that's more the producer end of it. We had a match. It was a tag, but it had Trick and Joe in it. And we had the idea of Joe's going to do his fall away, do the nip up and do the Joe turn. And when he did, Trick was going to be right there in his face for this moment, building to the title match. And it's like, I realize it's a hard camera shot. So if he turns and Trick's in his face, Trick's going to be in the shot before he turns. How can we shoot this? So it's like, I got together with our director and he pulled, you know, a handheld guy over and it's like, this is what I'd like to have happen. Can we shoot it? And then the director's like, yeah, we can get the handheld to pick Joe here. Just tell Trick he can only come in this far. And it's, you set up a shot. And that's the producer end of it. Same thing. If you know they've got a hardcore match, it's like, oh, we want to go in the crowd. I'm like, okay, where do you want to go? Well, we want to go up here and down here. It's like, I got to then grab production people and go, can we light that? Can we get a camera there? Can any of this be seen? And if not, you got to tell them no. So the producer end of the job is a big part of it. And the agenting one depends on who the talent is and how complicated the segment is. Like a lot of times when there is the, you know, say an 8-on-8 match with men and women on both sides, and there's three stories they want to tell, it's like, you need one person to lay this out as far as the structure and framework. And it's better probably if the producer slash agent does it with, we'll get heat on this person. We lead to this. We'll get to here. And then the talent put all the pieces together. But again, if you've got top high end talent that know what they're doing, it's like, again, you know, it's AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins. They don't need an agent to tell them how to put a match together, but they need to get with their producer to let them know the key moments if there's a better shot to be had. Same thing with, they'll get talent. It's like, hey, we want to do this. And I'm like, okay, where are you going to do it? It's like, well, where would you like? And I'm like, well, if you go up this side, there's the jib. We've got a hard camera shot. We got a handheld in the jib. We'll get better shots. Do it that side. And they're like, okay. And that's a big part of the job.
All right. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How long you been doing this?
I did what? 4 months with WWE, and I'm a little over 3 years with Impact now, or at TNA.
All right, this business is very different from how it used to be, particularly, especially now, because, like, the house shows are gone. And, you know, you mentioned some people you don't have to do anything. Some people you have to put together 99% of the match. You know, in an era where there are no house shows, and a lot of people aren't taking indie dates, and this is all they got. In the many years that you've been doing this, what do you make of this? In the sense that, are there people that, when you first started, you had to put 99% of the match together, but today they can mostly do it by themselves? Because I don't really see how that could happen much, because you're never really getting the experience doing it by yourself, and someone's always putting it together for you. Do people still learn to do this by themselves over the years without house shows and indie dates and such to learn to do it by themselves?
I think over time they learn more and more of it, but obviously if I'm putting together your match every week on television, you're not going to learn as quickly as if you were just thrown out on some house shows and go, Yeah, kid, go do it. And that's where, too, the house shows really were valuable because you got to experiment more. And that's something as a coach who gives feedback, it's like there's difference of opinion. It's like, which way is going to work? And sometimes someone will ask, so which one do you think is going to work? And I used to say, it's like, well, try both ways on a house show and see which way gets the better reaction. Because if the one gets a really bad reaction, it's like, all right, it's a house show. So what? But now you got to try it on TV and hope for the best.
Yeah, just to give you a name, for example, Jakara Jackson, who just signed with TNA, she's had 84 matches, and almost all of them, you know, were in NXT. And you know, granted, she actually did like a lot of house shows. In fact, most of her career was these little NXT house shows. But, you know, 84 matches, and now we're, you know, national television and signed with TNA, and you guys aren't doing like a lot of house shows. I mean, is this going to be a difficult uphill battle, or will she get it the way that things are done nowadays?
I would imagine she will. I haven't actually worked with the lady yet, so I haven't an experience or an idea on how much guidance she needs or doesn't. But it is harder, obviously, without having those reps. And I think, too, the close-together reps of doing 4 or 5 matches in a week. You know, when I was 84 matches in, I was already, you know, calling matches on the fly from beginning to end and carrying my greener opponent. But it was a different world. And the, you know, run in Europe where I had 120 matches in 5 months was where I really, you know, skyrocketed my ability. So it's harder, but if she's smart.
Well, not even without house shows, but if I can interrupt here, you know who's gotten like so much better of late is Trick. After he won that TNA title, and, you know, he's not doing house shows, but he's got NXT Tuesday, and then he goes to TNA on Thursday, and then, you know, he's doing NXT PLEs, and he's doing TNA PLE, pay-per-views, actual pay-per-views. And, like, this guy's getting a lot of work. And it's not only getting a lot of work, but on one day he'll learn from the agents and he'll work with the wrestlers in NXT doing it that way. On another day, he's going to work with different agents in a different company doing different things with different expectations. And you can see it hasn't been that long and it hasn't actually been that many reps, but just being somewhere else with different people, he's like improved dramatically.
Well, that's what we used to, you know, tout and say, you know, Jericho would be the example more than me, but I was in that same boat of went to Europe, went to Mexico, went to Japan. It's all these different experiences and learning from so many different people. You know, I got to work with Jerry Morrow and Gama Singh in Calgary, but I got to work with Fit Finlay and Danny Collins in Europe. And I went to Japan and worked with Ultimo Dragon. And those experiences. So yes, getting to come to TNA and work with Mike Santana and Frankie Kazarian and me as a producer and get to pick the brain of Tommy Dreamer. And then he gets to go home to NXT and pick the brain of Shawn Michaels and work with whoever he's working with there. Reps and variation are the greatest learning tools.
All right. We got to talk about Raw here very quickly. Dave was a little more down on this show than I was. I like this show miles better than SmackDown. And I also thought, you know, they had 13,000 people there, and there was a lot of stuff on this show that these people were into. Granted, it was personalities, but, I mean, they got into matches as well. It wasn't just the usual, oh, they don't care about the matches. I mean, they were really into a lot of these matches on this show. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, the trios match in particular. I'm liking the trios name better because you don't have to specify men, women, or mixed. It's just a trios match. But to me, a trios match with over personalities is the easiest home run match in the world. And the AJ, Kyrie, Asuka, trios match was so much fun.
So it did open with like a long nothing happening segment with Jay and Paul Heyman. This was mostly just we got a 2.5 hour show, so let's, you know, have a long talking segment with Paul who can talk.
And but let, and let Jay get his yeeting now, so it doesn't have to be super blown up for his match.
We had AJ and the Kabuki Warriors versus Dom, Raquel, and Roxanne. And the whole story was Dom staying away from AJ. And as goofy as those segments were, where like AJ was dressed as a janitor and he was dressed as, you know, whatever, and he was doing this or whatever, man, God, these people could not wait for this guy to get his hands on Dom. And he made that hot tag, and it was freaking great. And then they did that spot where AJ catapulted Kairi into a flying elbow over the top to the floor, and you could tell she was freaking petrified. But she did it, and it was perfect.
Raquel caught her perfectly.
It was all perfect. I mean, the vault, you know, the catch, everything. It was amazing. And then AJ hit the forearm and got the pin. And this was great.
It was just fun, which is what wrestling's supposed
yes.
to be.
Yes, it was a fun little thing. Sheamus beat Grayson Waller, and then Rusev attacked him. I mean, you can tell when you watch not only the matches, but, like, you know, people love Sheamus, and they don't care about Rusev. Like, it wasn't like Sheamus and Rusev had no heat the two times they wrestled, but it had no heat except when Sheamus was, like, making a big, cool comeback. They do not care about Rusev, but this feud must continue. We had a bunch of Hogan segments, and then we had a Lyra promo, which was interrupted by Becky. Not good. You know, Lyra's her promos have improved, but this was not a good night for her.
And she doesn't know which end of the kendo stick to hold and hit the person with.
Oh, that's another matter entirely.
She beat the hell out of her with that handle.
And then, the fans, they weren't into it. They gave her the what treatment. She didn't do a good promo was part of the problem. And then, yeah, there was a brawl. She beat up Becky, and that was that. Had some segments to set up SummerSlam with Sami Zayn and Karrion Kross. And then we had Io, Stephanie, Nikki, and Rhea versus Naomi and the Secret Service. And, man, I don't care what you say about WWE. They decided at some point, we're going to make this women's division meaningful, and we are going to make these women big stars. And they have done that. I mean, every single one of these baby faces. And the funny thing, actually, is the least over of all of the baby faces is actually the returning legend. So it's not like, oh, you know, the people nowadays aren't over. You bring back. No way, man. Io is so over. Stephanie is so over. Rhea is incredibly over. And, you know, Nikki Bella was over, but, like, people see her as, like, you know, from the past. These current women, these are the big stars. And the heat was just crazy whenever one of these baby faces got a hot tag. And Stephanie ended up pinning Chelsea. Good match, great reactions.
The only little thing, because I'm a detail guy, I wish at some point they would have put over that the heels have an advantage here because three of the four are from a actual unit and team.
Yes.
And have continuity, where the four baby faces were four single baby faces with no real connection. But again, a fun match, and it's amazing. If you give people characters and meaningful angles and stories, they get over.
Judgment Day beat the LWO when a mystery luchador, who I am 99% sure was in fact Pete Dunne, interfered and cost the baby faces the match. Very good match. LWO was great. And, you know, Finn and JD are awesome. So excellent, excellent match. Had a CM Punk Gunther promo, which Punk did an excellent job on. Actually, it's true. Much, much better than last week's promo. And he sliced and diced old Gunther, and Gunther sold it like he was gotten to. And it was a good promo. And then the main event was Bronson and Jey Uso, which was like a six-minute match with a run-in DQ. Hideous finish, just like SmackDown. But they did the big angle afterwards where Roman came out and, you know, they ran wild for a while, but then the heels, man, they cut them down. And Braun Breaker in particular, they're given the monster push to, and he destroyed Jay, and he destroyed Roman, and then he destroyed them both with that spear through the barricade. So a very good heavy heat angle to end the show, and miles better than SmackDown. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
K Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I want to mention something very quick, and then I want to give time for Lance to plug something, but we'll talk about this on a different day. But Brandon Thurston sent out a data report on Raw, and I don't really do the Raw numbers here because, you know, some of the numbers, you know, Dave's got a formula, and it's just all so weird. But, you know, Brandon's got a data report here that if you look at it, I mean, to jump to the chase, it appears that from the way that he's calculating it, moving Raw from USA Network to Netflix, it's down about 7% year over year, which jives much closer with what I think is reality than, you know, the show's doing like 800,000 viewers or something like that. It doesn't make any sense. Down 7%. Moving from USA Network to Netflix, I can see that being a thing. And, you know, that makes sense based on everything else. Like, I know a lot of people think that WWE of late, you know, the storytelling hasn't been as good and it's like it's collapsing or this or that. I mean, the reality is, especially when you look at Raw, I mean, year over year, if you think about like their hottest period, allegedly like 2023 and 2024, they're selling more tickets now than they did both of those years. The 2023 Raw ticket average was, I can't zoom in here, but it's about 9,000. They're averaging 11,000 this year for every Raw show. So, I mean, It's doing well, whatever you think about the storytelling and such. But we'll talk more about that in another day. Lance, what do we got for Slammiversary, this deal?
Yeah, if you're a subscriber to TNA Plus, there is Slammiversary Fade to Black. It's a 30-minute documentary, sort of the behind-the-scenes build to and the night of Slammiversary. So check out TNA Plus.
TNA Plus, everybody. You can watch you can watch all sorts of stuff, including the TV on there. So check it out. Lance will be back with us here in a couple of days. And thanks, as always, for listening, everybody. Brian and Vinny's show tonight, Season 6, Episode 34 of Mid-South Wrestling. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.